Welcome to the Resilience is Everything podcast. Let's crack the resilience code. Let's transform your challenges into opportunities. The truth is, leaders are discovered in times of crisis. And now your host, international keynote speaker and best-selling author, Rene Gadafori.
If you were guaranteed it's impossible to fail, what would you attempt to do if you knew for a fact you could not fail? What action would you take starting tomorrow? As a matter of fact, today? What bridge would you burn and never look back? I was talking to a coaching client of mine. We were having the first coaching session. He's full of ideas. In fact, he told me he is the idea man. That's what he calls himself. He's very proud of it. I asked him, which idea or ideas are you working on? What action are you taking right now? And he said, none. I'm not taking any action. Have you ever heard the concept, ready, aim, fire? You get ready, then you aim, you fire. But most people, all they do, they just keep getting ready to get ready. If they ever aim, they never fire. You know what that's called? That's called paralysis analysis. You just keep thinking about it. You have all those ideas, but you never really do anything about those ideas. For some people, of course, they have a lot of excuses. They say something like, well, Rene, when I have all my ducks in a row, I will start implementing. I will start taking some action. Or when I have enough resources, I mean, look at my situation. I don't really have much right now. How can I take action? That's an excuse. Sometimes they will say, when I have enough time. The reality is you will never have enough time to do all that you want to do. You will never have your ducks in a row. Life is not designed to have your ducks in a row. Some people say, well, when my kids are grown or when they finish college, whatever it is, they always have some kind of reason why they are not taking action. You might hear, I don't have enough money. It's not money. It's not having your ducks in a row. It's not the fact that you don't have resources. All those things don't really matter. The truth is you can always take some kind of action. You can always take the first step. You know what the problem is? The problem is most people are perfectionists. Or they are afraid of uncertainty, which means they are looking for guarantees in life. There are no such things. You cannot get a guarantee. If anybody tells you, they will guarantee you. I know I opened with a question. If you were guaranteed you could not fail, that was just a question. There is no guarantee in life. Leaders cannot afford to wait for perfection. By the way, have you ever heard this? Money loves speed. The longer you wait to take action on anything, the least likely you will do it. If you say next month or next 6 months or next year, or maybe in 2 years, in 3 years, in 5 years, basically you are bluffing yourself. You are lying to yourself because the longer you give yourself, the less likely you will take action. So leaders don't wait. They take action, even imperfect actions. That's very good, actually, because at least you did something. You took some action. The leaders in big corporations, they have something they talk about, MVP, minimum viable product. What that is, they don't wait until they have a perfect product to start. They just start with something. If you look at Apple, IBM, the big corporations, their products or their services, they never have it perfect at first. Think of a company like Microsoft. They put the first version out there, it's called 286, then they had 386 and so on. What they did is they ship a product. Back then, you used to buy the software in a box with CDs to come and install it, or DVDs, that is, to install it on your computer. They never work. The 286, the 386, they send you this first version and you put it in your computer. It's full of bugs. And you just keep trying, you just keep trying, you just keep trying, you just keep trying. And then they connect the system to your computer and they keep getting feedback, what is not working. And they keep releasing patches. You remember that? You'll get a patch this to fix this. And then after this, it's another problem. It's another issue. It's another issue. When they finally figure out how to make that 286 version, the software, to make it work, instead of giving it to you, say, here, now it's working, take it. You know what they do? They ship 386 as a brand new software. Or they change the name to something very sexy like Vista. They keep calling them names after names after names. I don't really know what's the name now because I don't use Microsoft anymore. I guess I left them too early. I basically lost my patience. I have a friend, Jeffrey Gitomer, the sales guru, the guy who wrote the sales Bible. I remember going to a conference, talking to him, and I was talking about my Windows computer. And he was like, are you serious? You mean you are a speaker, a serious speaker, and you are not using a Mac? And after that, I said, okay, I'm going to get me a Mac. That was years ago. Now, I understand Microsoft, their software is up to par now. The point that I'm trying to make is they didn't wait for the perfect version to start. By the way, it's not just Microsoft. Same thing with Apple. I just updated my Apple software. It's already not working. I just received an update. And when they finally figure out how to make it work, they will probably call it another sexy name and then release it. Fortunately, I don't have to pay for it. But back then, when they fix it really good, it's working, you had to buy the next version. And the next version is going to be frustration again. It's not working. They keep releasing patches and so on. That's just business. There's nothing wrong with Microsoft. There's nothing wrong with Apple. That's just the way business works. They put out the first version, version one, version two, and then if it doesn't work, they send you some patches or some updates, and eventually they send you the real. What about you? Why wouldn't you start your first version, your 1.0 version, and then keep improving along the way to get your version 2.0? If the big corporations, the billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar corporations, if they can have the audacity to ship something that is not working and we buy it and we agree that it's not working, we're going to let them know, right? We're going to send the feedback to them to let them know what's wrong with it. And then when they release the new version, we will buy it. What about you? Let's say as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, why don't you create your version 1.0? The Wright brothers, when they created the first airplane in the 1900s, 1904, the longest flight was 5 minutes and 4 seconds. Think about it. The first version of the airplane, 5 minutes? Look at today. If the Wright brothers were waiting for things to be right, if they were waiting for an airplane that would fly from the United States to, let's say, Africa or France or Germany or the Middle East, they would never actually try. They would never take the first step. But we have what we have today because they took the first step. I'm saying this for you to think about it yourself. What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? Take the first step. Did you know you cannot fail in reality? It's always a win-win situation. Every step takes you further along the journey. You learn what works, you learn what doesn't work. In the end, you are always going to be a winner. Every step, I'm telling you, will take you further along the journey. What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? You need to start taking action now. Start doing and stop thinking about it.
You've been listening to the Resilience is Everything podcast. If you enjoyed this segment, subscribe for more. Leave a rating. Also, to contact us or book Renee to speak at your event, go to www.resilienceiseverything.com.